From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. And now, some parenting advice from a self-described considerably older dad, a COD.
I have a daughter, Catherine, aged 30. I have a 9-year-old son, Nathaniel, a 7-year-old son, Ridley, and a 6-year-old daughter, Truma. I'm 68. The age gap between the younger kids and me is not something I think about much because I feel physically about like I did when I was 40, or at least I think I do. I just forgot what we were talking about. Age?
That's writer Clyde Edgerton, author of 10 novels, but his latest book that he was reading from there is Papa Daddy's Book for New Fathers, Advice to Dads of All Ages. And it has induced considerable snorting and the occasional guffaw around our offices. Clyde Edgerton, good to talk to you.
Thank you, Melissa. It's great to be here.
You have advice in here for all ages, but special tips for what you call the considerably older dad, such as yourself, who's, getting a second crack at this whole father business, really, right?
That's correct. I think if your health holds up, it can be a very good thing. I believe there's a secret chemical that's turned loose when you have kids that says you've got to survive, you've got to be strong, that keeps you on your toes, besides all kinds of other things when you have 3 little ones running around.
Well, there are a lot of things in the book that you learned the hard way that could seem, maybe obvious, one of which is install the car seat ahead of time.
Well, it could take from 1 to 7 days to get that car seat in. Same thing with the crib. I finally finished after 4 days in the middle of the night, and I was so happy. I was in the living room, and I started rolling it toward the baby's room, and it wouldn't go through the hall door. So,
you describe a pitfall that I would never have thought of that involves children's vitamins in the shape of animals, which many of them are, right? And you had a problem here.
Well, yes, it's kind of you have these vitamins, and you've got a small child who wants the kitty vitamin, and so you have to cut it in two. And one day I almost said, but I realized I probably shouldn't say, once I cut the little kitty in two, I shouldn't say, bad kitty.
What happened? What happened then?
Well, I'm afraid my child, my little 3-year-old, might not know him better and get a great big pair of scissors and go after our kitty, who's still a kitty, and we don't want that to happen. But mm-hmm. So you never know what kind of example you're setting when you do what you do.
You also include in here a poem by Mason Williams that you think is pretty surefire entertainment for kids. It's called Them Toad Suckers. And I wonder if you'd read it for us.
I forgot all about that. I'm not going to read it. I can say it, I think. I've been saying this poem for forever. I love the poem. How about them toad suckers, ain't they, clods? Sitting there sucking them green toady frogs, sucking them hop toad, sucking them chunkers, sucking them leapy types, sucking them plunkers. Look at them toad suckers, ain't they snappy? Sucking them toad frogs sure makes them happy. Them hug-a-mug-a toad suckers way down south, sticking them sucky toads in their mouth. How to be a toad sucker, no way to duck it. Get yourself a toad, rear back and suck it.
Now, what kid wouldn't like that?
Kids love it, and adults even occasionally love that poem.
You do have pages and pages of games and stories that you suggest for kids of all different ages, and I think the one that I might like the best is Sky Television. What's Sky Television?
Christina, my wife, and I thought about this one day when the kids were, of course, watching television, and we took a big blanket and put it in the backyard and said, let's go lie on our back and look at the sky and call it Sky Television. We saw all kinds of things. I mean, what pops in my mind is a hawk flying over with a snake dangling from its beak. We saw, of course, you see airplanes, but you see all kinds of birds. And it's one of those things that it seems to be there, but you have to discover it. And so we enjoy still doing a Sky Television once in a while.
Do you think, as an older father now of young children, does your own mortality, do you think, factor into your parenting in a way that it didn't with your first child, who's now 30?
You know, I think if I were not lucky enough to be as healthy as I am, I would worry a lot about that. But because I feel good physically, I really don't think about that very much. I do occasionally think, I hope, I was 36 when my father died, and I hope I can live that long for my children. That'll put me on up there. It's nice to have more than one little one, because then you'll have, while one is pushing you in the wheelchair, the other one can open the doors for you. So I've been thinking about that a little bit.
That's Clyde Edgerton, author of Papa Daddy's Book for New Fathers, Advice to Dads of All Ages. Mr. Edgerton, thanks so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Melissa. It's been a pleasure here.